Well, we got some sad news this afternoon.
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne died.
Passed away.
At the age of 76.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had Parkinson's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a bad fall, I think, a few years ago also.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ozzy rose to prominence during the 1970s as the lead singer of the heavy metal band Black Sabbath,
right.
During which period he adopted the nickname The Prince of Darkness.
Oh,
yes.
Right.
He grew up in Birmingham, England. He left school at the age of 15 and was employed as a construction site laborer, trainee plumber, apprentice toolmaker, car factory horn tuner, and a slaughterhouse worker.
Wait, what?
All of those things before he became a rock star.
So he was well-rounded. He could work in a lot of professions, is what you're
so,
saying.
Apparently.
Imagine him being a plumber, by the way, not knowing.
Or, yeah, what does a horn tuner do exactly?
I don't know that we still need those.
No, I don't think so. Upon hearing the first hit single of the Beatles at the age of 14, he became a fan of the band, which is like weird to think that Ozzy Osbourne would be a fan of the Beatles, but yeah.
I wanna hold your hand.
And he credited their 1963 song, She Loves You, with inspiring him to become a musician.
Jeez, really?
Yes. Osbourne became a founding member of Black Sabbath in 1968, providing lead vocals from their debut studio album in 1970 until their album Never Say Die in 1978. After that, he was fired from Black Sabbath due to problems with alcohol and other drugs.
Mm.
He then began...
By the way, how bad does the addiction have to be for Black Sabbath to fire you for drug and alcohol abuse?
Pretty bad.
I would think so.
Yeah, yeah. He then began a successful solo career with Blizzard of Oz in 1980, and he released 13 studio albums, the first seven of which received multi-platinum certifications in the U.S.
Wow.
He reunited with Black Sabbath on several occasions. He rejoined in 1997 and helped record the group's final studio album in 2013 before they embarked on a farewell tour that ended with a 2017 performance in their native Birmingham.
Mm.
Osbourne's biggest financial success of the 1990s was a venture called Ozfest. Do you remember this at all?
I do remember Ozfest.
Which was created and managed by his wife slash manager, Sharon.
Sharon!
Yeah, and assisted by his son, Jack. The first Ozfest was held in Phoenix in October of 1996. Ozfest was an instant hit with metal fans, helping many up-and-coming groups who were featured there to broad exposure and commercial success. Since its beginning, 5 million people have attended Ozfest, which grossed over $100 million. And Ozfest helped Ozzy to become the first hard rock and heavy metal star to hit $50 million in merchandise sales.
Wow.
So, pretty big.
Ka-ching.
Yeah. Osbourne achieved even greater celebrity status thanks to his reality TV show, The Osbournes, which I watched every season of.
He was remarkably charming in that show,
I have to say. It really was. So the show featured the domestic life of Osbourne and his family, Sharon and his kids, Jack and Kelly, with occasional appearances from his son, Louis, but his eldest daughter, Amy, did not participate. The program became one of MTV's greatest hits. It premiered on March 5th of 2002, and the final episode aired in 2005. And in its first season, it was cited as the most viewed series ever on MTV.
Really?
And I thought it was on for longer than 3 years. It feels like it was on.
Well, it was on constantly, I think, for 3 years.
Yeah, it
which
was.
Might
yeah, it was
give
such
you
a
that appearance.
Phenomenon. When that was on. Like,
yeah,
it was
nothing else
huge.
Kind of like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't Hulk Hogan have a show, something similar to that afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He did, yeah. No, no, no. I think it was on, that might have been on VH1.
Well, it's more VH1 speed, right?
Yeah. In October of 2009, Osbourne published his autobiography called I Am Ozzy. A movie adaptation is apparently in the works.
Oh, wow.
For that. And Osbourne said he hoped an unknown guy from England would get the role of him over an established actor.
Oh, well.
We'll see if that ends up happening.
Hopefully.
But, yeah. So Osbourne sold over 100 million albums, including his solo work and Black Sabbath releases. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of Black Sabbath in 2006 and as a solo artist just back in 2024, so just last year.
Oh, wow.
In January of 2020, following 2 years of escalating health problems, Osbourne announced that he had been diagnosed with Parkinson's. In February of 2023, he issued a statement saying he was retiring from touring, citing spinal injuries that he had sustained in a 2018 accident. And on July 5th, so just a couple weeks ago, Osbourne performed his final show at the Back to the Beginning concert event amid ongoing health battles, having announced earlier this year that this would be his last live performance, although he did intend to continue recording music And a 100-minute concert film of that event, so of his last performance, will apparently have a theatrical release sometime in early 2026.
Okay. All right. So fans can have that to look forward to.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. You picked out a record to go along with Ozzy Osbourne, did you, Sarah?
Yeah. So I thought we would play his song Crazy Train.
Ah, right. Yeah. Here we go. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome. All aboard!
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Just making you sure you're awake this afternoon. Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train. Sarah, to remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because Ozzy passed away today at the age of 76.
76. Yeah. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Ozzy Osbourne sold over a million albums.
The first season of his show, The Osbournes, was the most viewed series ever on MTV.
And his final performance was just a few weeks ago on July 5th, and a concert film of it is set to be released sometime next year.
And we were scrolling photos on our video stream here on Facebook while you were doing that.
Yeah.
And you said he was seated on a throne during the performance the other week.
Yes.
Because he was having difficulty
walking.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was a full 100-minute concert. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's going to be a 100-minute concert film. He wasn't performing the whole time, obviously.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
Okay. Well, good. It's amazing he was able to get out on stage. I mean, when you're battling Parkinson's for a few years, that's got to be tough.
Yeah.
That's got to be tough. And then it's so sad that, I guess it's good that he got out to perform one last time.
Yeah.
Also sad that he passed away so soon after that. But I think I was reading some stuff on him and how. He wanted, if he couldn't perform regularly, he just wanted to get out on stage one last time.
Yeah.
And did that just a few weeks ago. Folks want to learn more about Ozzy Osbourne. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
We stream this live with images and stuff on Facebook every day, facebook.com/legends1027. And catch the archives up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. It's all right there. And you're back tomorrow. Fresh episode at 4:10. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Corey Hart, Nick Lowe, Billy Joel. It's a who's who of musicians, don't you know? Coming up next on Legends 102.7.